podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Hey, everybody out there. Before we get going, we wanted to say thank you so much for being around. This is our 50th episode.
And we've been appreciating it so much. Yeah. I've had the best time doing this.
Absolutely.
Really have. So if you have been listening since day one, please put your contact information on any of our social media websites.
Well, message us. Don't put it out to the world.
Yeah, message us. What is that? What fucking we got?
Either Facebook or Instagram, or you can email us at info@989.network.
We'd love to hear from you guys, and maybe you get a little respect back. So please, email us and let us know you've been a true listener from the beginning.
Yeah.
And we love you.
Thank you so much.
50th episode, man.
50th episode, baby. Cheers.
Cheers.
Warning, this podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. Cheers.
Give my balls a squeak. Jesus. Well, welcome back to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble.
Where two of us drink and one listens.
Yeah. That's right.
It does appear to be that way.
Yeah. So we're rolling it tonight. Yeah. We have the man, the myth, the legend, the cobblestone, Hayden Cobley, back in the studio.
Yeah, and I didn't want to make it seem like he doesn't drink at all. It's just we're drinking, and he was like, "Yeah, I don't really want to." We're like,
"Well, he drinks ciders and stuff, and so we don't have any of that.
Yeah, we're not rich.
We don't have that around here. Yeah, we have Boosh." Yeah.
But welcome back, Hayden.
Welcome back.
Good to see you back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. How's your week been, bud? What's happening?
It's been good. It's been good. Going camping on Thursday. That's how.
Oh,
you...
shit. I'm going camping tomorrow.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You are. Yeah, we're not going camping together, though. It sucks.
No, it does.
Oh, yeah. The show got canceled.
Yeah.
The show
got canceled.
Shit.
Yep.
Canceled the show.
John Mann's sick, but let him lay in bed. You know, he needs to. But he can't go to sleep. They were just like, yep, you have to stay up. And he was like, what kind of fucking sickness is this? But he has it all in his lungs. So if he sleeps, it'll settle.
Oh.
And he has to, like, stay up and cough. He's got that influenza.
He's got a turn and cough.
He's got the alpha fluenza. Yeah.
He's got that big boy. Yeah. No, I'm good. You know, like, yeah, it's sad. It sucks that we're not playing. But at the same time, I'd rather have him get healthy for our next show. You know what I mean? Instead of just playing two, feeling like a tub of shit. Just play one, feeling great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
the show must go on.
Yeah, but I'm camping anyway, so I'll just... There he is.
He is back.
But no, I'll be chilling by a campfire anyway. I'm taking the trailer out.
And, you ought to be.
Doing some glamping, I guess they call that. So.
Yeah, we're at that
age.
Are
you sniffing burps again?
No, does that smell like something's burning?
It's probably his fucking...
No, because
it definitely smells like something's burning.
I was about to be like, do I have fucking stroke? Is it toast?
No, it smells like a furnace like kicking out.
Oh, it probably is.
Or do they turn the furnace on instead of the... Fucking AC, psychos.
Well, that's how Donna would roll. She's like, it's 90
right?
degrees,
it's
grab me
June.
A blanket. Well,
yeah.
Oh. Oh, it does.
Yeah, right?
Actually bad.
Yeah,
right?
Newbie.
What is that?
I don't know.
Should we investigate?
I don't know. Should we?
I mean, we don't have an escape, so if the fire's coming, we're done.
We're all going to see Jesus today.
What
the fuck?
For real.
Who's burning?
I don't know.
I don't like that at all.
Let's pause and investigate. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, pal. Yeah, use. Yeah, I see you looking at that Sports Illustrated for a little bit more than the swimsuits. If you do really like sports, I highly suggest checking out Crossfaded Sports on the 989 Network. These boys are out there spitting all the facts about all the sports. So if you like sports and anything beyond that, and you like drinking and a little bit of that thing, then yeah, I highly suggest Crossfaded Sports on the 989 Network.
Wow. Well... We think we found the source of it.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, in the ceiling there, we had to call Big Raj down and have him investigate.
Yeah, he had to fix the fucking... Ooh,
yeah.
That was spooky.
Unplug some stuff. We got too many things. All the things.
Too many things, but none of the things at all.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, welcome back. I forget what the fuck we were talking about now.
I think we were talking about... Does it burn?
Weeks.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Bob, how's it going?
It's going.
Yeah.
Let's see. We went golfing on Saturday. That was pretty awesome. Down in Lapeer. That was fun. Smeeks was late.
I was late.
He met us on the fifth hole.
I did.
We got drunk, and then I went to a party with my wife afterwards, and then Smeegs and Corey almost got arrested.
We almost did.
And
fun.
That was a scary moment.
Yeah. And then
my heart dropped.
What happened there? Or is that your last call?
No.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I would be like, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. All right.
That's right.
And then, I just went to work the rest of the week after that. Well, Sunday, did the things, and then went to work.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah.
That's a pretty normal week sounding.
Yeah, there
the
you
most
go.
Boring week ever. But
it ought to be.
Yeah.
You were just I guess.
Friday night, we had a quote-unquote work meeting over at Spencer's house.
Oh, we did? That was fun.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we went to the palace and had dinner. And and then
came back,
grabbed some burrs, and Ricky and Eric met us over at Spencer's house and watched some...
we watched the fucking Devil's Grove.
Yeah, Finn Road. Yeah. That was neat.
Yeah, I've always lived by, and I never knew that there is a demon.
You said it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Well,
there's no D at the end of demon.
The demon.
You said demon.
Huh?
You said demon.
I think you're just hearing things.
Nah.
I have a tough end sometimes. Anyway, are you still sniffing it?
Do you smell it again? Oh, I don't.
Uh-oh.
Maybe
Uh-oh.
It is something.
Mr.
There.
Sniffies.
Uh-oh. Big Raj down an investigation again. But that was great. The only thing that scared me about it was like, you think like, you watch something that something's haunted and this for real is, but they figured out that it wasn't like someone who died in the house or never lived there. It was like an inhuman demon.
Yeah, no, somebody conjured the shit or something.
Yeah. They were saying that like the cousins and the aunt or something like that, and the aunt did like a Ouija board, like the Satan like summoning shit.
Opened up a
and basically
gate.
It was like a demon from hell. Yeah.
Wow.
And it wouldn't like it was like crawling. Like it crawled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Mr. Snickers.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we had to follow that up with comedy, so then we ended up watching stand-up comedy until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Spencer's like, I got to be up at 5:30 to go golfing.
Yeah. And it was like 3:30, and it was like, well, we could just, like,
Oh, now I smell it again.
It does be stinking, like burning stuff.
No,
it's the neon? Aw, sad panda.
Okay. Well, maybe it's just too much. But investigation over with. Yeah, no, I had fun. The Kings of Comedy, that's awesome. That is so good.
It's such
Cedric
a good
the Entertainer.
Yep. D.L. Hughley and Bernie Mac and Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey.
Yeah. Back when he had hair.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, back when he had hair.
He was funny.
He is funny.
He was talking about if black people were on the Titanic. Oh my God, it's so good. They'd be flipping. He was like, they'd be flipping tables over going, whoo.
Grab a napkin and start blowing it.
Yeah.
And he's like, the whitest thing ever was the band played as the ship went down. Ain't no black band going to play as the ship went down. As soon as that thing starts rocking, Cool and the Gang be unplugging amps and shit.
They'd be like, all right, wrapping it up.
Cool and the Gang.
He was like wrapping chords up. He's like, come on, we only got minutes to get this shit out of here. They got to save the equipment. That was so funny. Oh, man. Kings of Comedy, if you haven't seen it, you can buy it on Amazon, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it was real good.
Yeah.
Real good.
Well, we had a fun time. You know what? Fucking my week's been great. And the one reason my week's been great is Shoresy Season 3 dropped on the 21st.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
All right.
So Shoresy Season 3 is back out there, and I fucking can't
wait. Give me a Bozzatar, tip fucker.
Oh, I love it. Shoresy's so good.
Never watched Shoresy.
Oh, it's really good. Better than Letterkenny in my eyes. So, yeah. But my week's been, okay. You didn't finish your week. Go ahead.
Finish your week.
Yeah, we got fucking...
Well, how was your week?
We got canceled on Saturday. Fucking show up at 9 o'clock to load in for the Pride Fest. And
hey, before you...
What?
When somebody says, how was your day...
You said week.
Well, either way, just say, it's good, and shut the fuck up. Okay?
Yeah, you're a man.
All right. You don't have to go on like 10 minutes.
No,
attaboy,
this,
Raj.
this doesn't really help for
the audio medium.
This
just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, just this whole podcast is, hey, how you doing? Good. So what are you interested in?
Good.
Things.
You know?
Stuff.
Hey, why did Hitler kill himself?
Because.
What?
Because he didn't want to pay the gas bill.
Oh.
That's horrible.
Could be true.
That's funny.
Oh,
yeah, that was bad.
That was funny. That was a good answer, Hayden.
Yeah.
I had to say that because Hayden's here.
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He sees Hayden and he goes, you know what's funny about Hitler?
Gotta get the bad dad jokes over him.
There you go.
Absolutely. I'm learning. Gotta learn them all. Smeegs hits me with them all the time.
I do. I'm a rambling man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we got fucking canceled Saturday. Saturday.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Nope, nope.
No, ahead. You go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Hey,
you
go
stop
ahead.
It.
No,
you,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Speaking of go ahead, what happened Saturday?
Hawked. Spit on that thing.
Oh, my God.
That's all you see. That's all you see,
not you, too.
That's all you
I don't know what that is.
Because you didn't, you know, social media.
I got a, they were talking about it at work today, and don't read it out loud, but I'll show you. And
While he's reading that, Aiden, did you hear about the skinny guy that moved to Alaska?
I did not.
Came back a big husky fucker. Get it? Husky's a dog.
Yeah, you're tracking.
Okay.
I hit her in the face on accident.
Oh. Came back a husky fucker.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Saturday.
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 I was going to say Sunday,
yeah,
but.
Because it was still that same night. I
yeah,
think I slept
I got new
about.
Beer. You want one?
Saturday night. So.
Yeah. I got a freshie.
Craig.
A freshie.
Yep. Hold on. Go ahead, Eddie. I'm sorry. So Saturday, talk about it.
Saturday.
Well, you got them under the counter and don't even have them in the fridge?
Feel it, fucker. They're fresh.
Are there any good beers in there?
There's two Coors.
Oh, there's one, two.
Three, four, five, six, seven,
anyway,
eight.
Eddie, please tell us.
So we were up till 5
hey, Eddie, how was your week?
Shut the
So we were up till 5 o'clock in the morning, and I went to sleep again for 2 hours, and then got back up, shit, shave, shower, and headed down to the park to load in for Pride Fest. And we're walking down there, and they're putting tables away. And I was like, the fuck is happening? And one of
relocation.
The, yeah, one of the tournament, or one of the directors there was like, the yeah, sorry, yeah. One of the TDs was there, and they, TD Bank, they.
ADD.
Yeah. We're like, well, because it's supposed to thunderstorm starting at 10 o'clock and then go all day. It's like, we're canceling it. I was like, aw, man. The lady next to me, I'm like, are you fucking serious? She's like, I just drove up from Detroit. Like, oh, yeah.
That's terrible.
She was livid. But yeah, then we hung out for a little while, talked to some people, and then we had lunch at Mulligan's. I went back home and slept for another 3-4 hours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was still a good day. It just kind of sucked that we weren't able to get out there and, you know, advertise and get things going. Yeah.
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 Well, I'll take it off from Friday. So Friday was really good. Got out of work. Went home, spent some time with my dog, and I was like, you know what? I'm hungry. So I headed to the palace, and to my surprise, Eddie was there. So I was like, oh, fuck you. You know, he's in the corner of the bar paying, about ready to leave.
Oh, yeah. I just had a beer with Dean.
Yeah.
Dean leaves and Spencer walks in. I was like, hey.
And I was like, the fuck you going? And he was like, oh, shit. And I was like, hey, you can have a beer. So I bought him a beer. And he was like, Tiffany's still asleep. Like, her food, well, yeah, still warm, you know. Like, I'll have a beer. So I had a beer. I ate an entire meal, and then we left. And, you know, he did his thing and then popped over to my house. We did that whole thing Friday. And then Saturday, I showed up to golf late in Lapeer and met him at hole 5. But the guy was really nice to me. He was just like, you with Corey? And I was like, yeah, I am, actually. And he goes, all right. I'm taking $15 off and go meet him. And
he's like, that's nice. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, sweet. And so I paid real quick and got the hell out there and met him. And it really wasn't that far of a drive. Like, I literally went down that hill and there you guys were, because I went through 9. Like, I was like, they're on 5. So I started, because there was like 15
what course?
People. Lapeer Country Club.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never
country
played
club.
There.
Country Club. Yeah. No, Country Club. It's a beautiful course, yeah.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
And you know what's weird is we played it early the last time we went, and the grounds were really hard. This year, the grounds were still fucking really hard on the tee box.
Well, last time we went, it was
fresh. November. Remember they wouldn't let us play right away, like at our tee time, because there was frost on somebody's roof, like that they could see.
Well, no, it was all over the. We could not put our tees in the tee box.
Yeah, no, but they wouldn't even let us go out. They were like,
gloves and go. Boom, boom,
yeah, but they were like, they were like, you have to wait until that frost gets off that dude's roof. I remember that because we were standing in the lobby by the bar. But anyway, played it. It was fun. You know, got drunk, and then we went to this park where we like stood in the creek and like walked around, drank some beers, and talked to each other, and then like gave a disc golfer a beer. It was really funny, and because he had kids, and he didn't like no hesitation. He was like, well, these guys got the setup. And we were like, yeah, we got beer. You want one? And without hesitation, he's like, yeah, I'll take one. Like, it was like, yeah. He wasn't like, are you sure? I'm like, no, you don't have to do that. It was just like,
give
yeah,
tall
give me
bush light.
Yeah, give him a huge boy. And, yeah, he took it and just slugged that thing down.
Yeah,
and I was like,
that
a boy.
Cracked it, immediately cracked it, just kept walking.
Yeah, just kept playing
golf with his kids.
Did he say thank you
kids.
At least?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was very appreciative. Yeah.
He says, and that, give me your fucking beer.
That disc golf course, like, intertwined so much that we kept seeing him to eventually we were just like, listen, if you want to fuck another beer, you can just have one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We ended up just walking with him and talking to
yeah.
him.
Yeah. And then we were talking to him, and one of his kids tried to say something, and he's like, I'm fucking talking. Yeah. Turns to us, he goes, kids just don't understand. And we're like, holy shit, bro.
Kid was like 14, 15.
Yeah, and he full on, like, it was like an angry scream, and I didn't know because I was laughing until I looked at him. He's like, Jesus fucking Christ. Well, I was like, damn. But other than that.
Bless me.
Yeah, we had said bye to Hayden and his wife and his kid in the parking lot, and he left. And me and Corey were like, ah, shit, want another beer? Yeah, let's sit on, you know, Corey was like, let's sit on the hood of my car. Let's talk. So we're talking, right? Having this beer and we're drinking. And then all of a sudden, an undercover cop car pulls up, right? All black, had the two shiners on, like brush guard, lights and everything. Pulls and parks right next to Corey while we're talking. We didn't miss eye contact. We were still looking at each other. I fucking put the beer in my pocket open. Corey's like fucking hiding it behind his side. And Corey just looks at me and he goes, Smigs, we're fucked. We're fucked. We're done. Yeah. We're done. So anyway, I'm kind of like side-eyeing him.
About 100 feet away from
you guys.
Yeah,
there's a birthday party in a pavilion.
For like a toddler.
Yeah, for awesome. Yeah, just a baby.
Well, and that's when you want beer, honestly.
And I don't mean to be rude, and God, please just forgive me for I have sinned, but out walks this like 25, 30-year-old girl with a limp. Like this, I mean, just fucking couldn't even get it together, you know. Like
that was the officer?
No.
It was not a cop.
On the cresp of like wheelchair, you know what I'm saying?
On the cusp.
Like one fucking one pebble in her way would put her out for her life.
Dang.
Yeah. But she had a Slurpee, and I was like, Corey, we're fine. He goes, no, Smeeks. Like, listen, I've been in this situation before. We're like, we're fucked. And I was like, Corey, turn around and look. He's like, Smeeks. I was like, Corey, turn around and look. And he looks. We just bust out laughing. And I was like, and we, like, for the next 5 minutes, our hearts were still sunk. We're like, Jesus Christ. And he goes, can we just chug our beers, you know? What? At this point, I said Jesus Christ, and Hayden goes, come on. Fuck out of here. Never mind. Just listen. It was just funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, we thought
hilarious.
We were fucked.
Very funny.
It's like that person parked right next to us, scared the shit out of us, and then there she goes. You know, it took her 15 and a half minutes to get 20 yards.
She knew it, too. She's like, she's going, got there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Doing the Rockaway.
Do you remember that girl we went to school with? I forgot her name.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I do remember. I was about to say it, but I don't know. Yeah. But basically, that a little worse, though.
Wow.
Uh huh. Yeah, she had one of those extendo straws, so she didn't have to lift it up. You know,
at
with
a
the
girl.
Slurpee. Yeah.
Improvise, adapt, overcome, Marine Corps.
I like it.
Yeah, no. So that's how my Saturday.
Good.
That my week basically ended because I think I'm still going through the heart attack. Yeah, it was scary though.
You'll get that.
Because there was no hiding it. Like I couldn't even stand straight. I was like, yeah, man, we're like talking, and I'm like still fumbling, and then that happens. I was like, like I was probably like, I'm not looking. I'm not looking.
It's like when you got monsters in your bedroom and you're like, you go under the covers. You're like, if I can't see them, they can't see me.
Yeah, right. I put the fucking beer in my pocket. Fucking, there's a, you know, like a leak coming out of my pocket.
My God.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, it was just a bad situation. But other than that, my week's been great.
Good.
But you guys have been golfing every week in a league. How's that going?
We are the bottom of the league.
Yeah.
We're the absolute last.
But we are the one everybody wants to play with.
Yeah, we're the most fun.
Yeah.
Because we normally get off maybe a par birdie off the first hole, and then it's just...
We go on a streak.
But then you start drinking.
We each get two holes, and then we start drinking. I start smoking a little bit of weed, and then we just down. It goes downhill.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We're there to have fun.
Yeah.
Eddie won a skin like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you really?
Yeah.
What skin was it?
I took birdie on the first hole, and...
And then the rest were double bogeys.
Oh, yeah. And then I shot a 9 and then a 10.
And he chipped in for a bogey, though.
I did. On hole 17, I chipped in for a bogey.
That still feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When you get it in when you're not on the green, you're like, yep.
Golf is stupid. Mm.
And then you're celebrating. The guys were like, all right, well, I still take the point. And you're like, yeah, but yeah, fuck you, because I chipped it in.
And then last week, it was like 97 degrees out. And don't we were just, that? We were fucking hopping from tree shadow to tree shadow. But this Jeep, yes, real man of genius.
Yeah.
He fucking brought his Milwaukee fan.
Big tool guy.
And, yeah, and ratchet strapped it to the front of the fucking golf cart. I'll throw the pictures up on the website.
Yeah.
But it was, that was awesome. There was a nice breeze, but in the moments that there was no shade and the breeze had died, we just
I remember
cranked that bitch
up. We turned the fan off one time when the other guys were teeing off, and we were like waiting, like shaking to turn it back on because like that breeze was just so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's smart. Where did Roger go? He just set everything down, didn't even crack his beer?
Yeah,
yeah, probably went to go bone the old lady. Hey, that's your parents.
It's got to happen. I don't live here. They can shake the house if they want. They can rock the shack, you know?
Dude, that thunderstorm this morning fucking shook the hell out of our office.
Yeah, that was Roger.
That was crazy.
What happened?
There was a thunderstorm this morning.
Oh.
Up here.
Yeah, no, it was down here.
It was wild and
fine. It was awesome.
That hit when I was driving. I was going through Saginaw, and it was just downpouring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah. Oh, you were talking about Corey. Doesn't he run a business or something?
Oh, yeah. Small Builders. Small Town Builders.
Small Town Builders.
Yeah. So,
like Small Town Titans?
Yeah. Small Town Builders. We're expecting to have him on the podcast soon. But, yeah. Expecting to have him on the podcast soon. I can't wait. And he'll get out here and tell us a little bit about his business.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah. Small Town Builders.
Yeah, he's actually been contracting Bop over here out.
Yeah, because Hayden, you started a business now, too.
Yeah, I do drywall. Yep. Here and there.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
just
I mean,
Cobley and Sons drywall?
Yeah, Cobley and Sons. Yep, yep. Only got one in it right now, but, you know, just...
Yep. Waiting for that apostrophe S anytime soon.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. But, yeah, no, they do good work, yeah. Small Town Builders.
Yeah,
really
absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Jack of all trades, you know?
Yeah.
I can do everything.
Well, on that note of advertising and talking about people, I have Love That Kettle Corn.
Gotta have that.
I want that kettle
corn.
Yes,
I want that.
I want that.
We love you guys.
Yeah, we do. Susie Kettle Corn. She brought
us cheddar, isn't it?
Flamin' Cheddar. It's
flaming
a jalapeno cheddar.
Give me
cheddar.
At it.
Yeah.
Open it up.
Thank you. Now, a shout out for my sponsor. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody listen to this. Oh, yeah. That's ready for a
listen,
handful.
First bite. First
yeah, get your meat buzz in there.
I'm going to get the lots of sauce on that one.
I'll get it. How is it? Let me get this.
You know what?
Oh, let me get a puffy boy.
That tastes like poop. No, I'm just kidding. It's delicious.
Holy cow. Really good flavor.
It is really good.
Wow.
Explosion in your mouth.
Oh, he took a handful, Ed.
He went for it.
Yeah, he did.
Very good.
Ooh.
Mm. It reminds me of mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it does like that good mac and cheese.
That
you know,
good mac and cheese.
Yeah, with the jalapenos.
Like Famous
in it.
Dave's.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's good barbecue mac. Good barbecue mac. Yeah.
Oh,
dude, that's so good.
And
thank
that
you.
that light flavor of jalapeno is really nice.
All right, put it away. We can't be eating the whole time.
No, fuck you. I'll eat.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you so much to Susan. At I want that kettle corn for flaming cheddar.
You okay?
Yeah, all right.
I'm fine.
Okay. I had to go drop some kids off at the pool.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, take a shit. Yep.
Smigzy, over half of his life was without you on this planet. I'm pretty sure he can handle himself.
Damn, that's a good way to put it. But you never know.
He don't get it. He oughta.
It's just the head shake for you.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
The disapproving dad.
No, he literally said that you. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
I live half my life without you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can handle it.
Whatever. Yeah.
I just like to be there. Can I not be a supportive
son? No, you can't be there when I'm dropping the kids off.
I'm not talking about... You know what? You ought to put me in the fucking...
Jesus.
What's the thing they use in soccer that goes... Whizz, what's that thing?
What?
Wizalu?
What are you talking about?
Wizalu? What is that? Kazalu?
What are you talking about?
Let it go.
What are you talking about?
Let it go.
All right. My thought.
That tube?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That you whip around?
Yeah.
The wobblator shaft.
Yeah, the wobblator shaft, yeah. That's a good one. That picked a memory out of my brain. No, I'm going to stand in the corner of the bathroom every time you take a shit and do that. Let's go.
Biggest supporter.
Just standing there with a vuvuzela, just...
Thank you.
Victory.
That's the fucking... That's what I was talking about.
Victory for Rogers.
Jesus
poo.
Christ, you fucking...
Well, that's the horn.
Yeah.
That's like the big trumpet. You were talking about a spinny thing.
No, I was talking about the fucking...
You need the Fuzuzela from like FIFA.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't spin that. You blow into it.
Yeah. Dumb.
You think I know how to use that Mexican instrument? That fucking... What is it?
What? Excuse me?
I don't know. Brazilian?
Oh, Brazilian.
Speaking of that, what's the difference between your job and your wife?
Oh, jeez. One you got to do or one you get paid to do?
After 10 years, your job still sucks.
Yeah.
I like it.
Dang.
Yep. Dang. You guys are ruthless, man.
That was you.
That was funny. Jesus.
I laughed.
That was just
funny.
Dark.
That was funny.
All right. I'm done.
Isn't that good?
Done with that joke.
They haven't stopped eating.
No, that joke.
I want that kettle corn.
Hmm? Yeah, that jalapeno is really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Jalapeno cheddar, yeah.
Put some in your mouth.
Put it
in your mouth.
Shove it in the lowest hole in your face.
You got a pretty mouth. It looked better with some kettle corn in it. Come up.
Atta boy. Who's the sales guy right now?
Oh, I'll sell.
I want that kettle corn. They're going to hire Hayden. He's just going to be like, come on.
Come on.
Here it is.
Here you go.
Here you go. Put him in there. Your mouth would look a hell of a lot better with some kettle corn in it.
He didn't bite it. Didn't go
no,
for
he
it.
Didn't.
Didn't go for it.
Well, he knows.
A bass snug in its habitat is lazy.
Is lazy. Yeah. Rod, you are a bass snug in your habitat, boy. You are lazy.
Yep. Okay, Karen.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy hell.
Christ, do I have a target right now?
Well, no.
Maybe.
When I cut the pine tree up that was hanging over the fence.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's why she said that.
Oh, yeah. Because
you're too lazy to rake up a few pine cones. Filled four goddamn bags of fucking pine cones. But a few. In fact, I was out there today, and there was like, I started picking them up. There was 12 of them. I just threw them back in her yard.
There you go. Attaboy.
Along with a branch.
Mm-hmm. A branch. Along with the branch
with
that it
the
came
branch.
From.
You're one of those. My neighbor threw a branch in my yard from my tree. Understandable, but I was like, man, it's a branch.
Yeah. I could have put it, you know, I was standing right next to the trash, but.
Oh, you're kidding me.
You know, I'm like, fuck her. You know, she come up bitching at me because I was trimming the tree.
This is why. Yep. Yep.
So.
That's funny.
I'm too lazy to rake them up, so let her rake them up.
Yeah. Fucking car shopping sucks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. I got a letter in the mail today from Garber Chevrolet that's like, I want to buy your car, even if you don't buy one from me. I'll pay top dollar. And I was like, I kind of wanted to call him and be like, so I owe 10 grand more than this thing's worth. Will you just fucking take it?
Yeah.
Pay me 10 grand.
Well, I just went to Garber today, and they're trying to work out a great deal for me. But,
oh, man.
Other than that, like, I tried Feeney in Midland, and honestly, it's just, it ain't it.
Ooh.
So, this guy was like, well, see, the problem is, I just don't want to do it. Like, basically, you know, it's just stupid. But he couldn't even give it, like, I just want you to tell me, hey, like, I have this, if you're willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going to agree to it, but just send me your VIN, send me a picture of your car, and then just get ghosted. Like, fucking, I know it's shitty, but fucking just... I want to know what I can buy, you know?
Yeah.
If I want to pay.
I mean, there's online calculators. Like, you can do your own shit.
Well, no, I know what it's worth, but I want them to pay, like, $8,000 more than that, you know?
No, I know. That's
dude,
what I
went
was
to
saying.
Go see today, though. He was like, I was like, listen, this is what it's Kelly Blue booked, but I owe this much. And he goes, well, he's like, we're a small business, so normally we pay that for you guys and get you into that new vehicle so you can trust us and come to us for the rest of your life. Yeah, and you're a young lad. And I was like, atta boy. I said, get
added
on
to the next one.
Well, no, they're going to tell me what they're going to pay for it because I need to know if I'm how many thousands in the negative to add on to it. I ain't going to add fucking $7,000 or $8,000 to a loan. Fuck you.
Like, I know. That's...
I want you to. I'll add $2,000 to a loan. That's fine.
Yeah.
But
that's
seven
what
to eight? Fuck you.
Yeah, that's what I'd have to do for mine. It depreciated so fucking much.
Yeah. Mine depreciated over half of its total value in a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to vehicles.
Like, hey, pay $26,000 for this, but you come back and sell it to me for a year? Fucking $9,000. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, what? Boy, I didn't even pay $6,000 on this thing yet. Like, come on. Fuck me. Stupid. I hate it. Car shopping.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's not worth
it. Yeah, it takes forever, and you got to sit there, and or they got to go back and forth. That's why I want to go with Connor one time, because that dude will be in and out in an hour.
Yeah.
And, like, he's got a brand new
vehicle.
Brand
new vehicle, yeah. But he does it all the time. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy, like sells up on cars.
Please, sir, I'd like to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, but he'll, like, you know, he'll go in there with a car, and he's like, you're going to pay me more than
what
I paid for it, and then I'm going to walk out with a better truck, and I'll see you next month where you give me more money. And then eventually you're just going to be paying me $1,000,000 to take a car. It's like, the guy's crazy. I asked him for advice once, and I guess I fucked up in the beginning. I'll never be him. So I guess you had to start good. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you really did. You had to start on the smart
way.
Well,
that's what he did. He put $10,000 down on his first lease and then just kept building on it and took advantage of the market and all that.
He really
did. We're just fucked.
Yeah, he controls it. We get fucked by it. It's, you know, being smart's a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
Wish I could purchase it, you know.
I wish I was more dumb. Like, I'm dumb enough that I know I'm stupid. Like, I wish I was more dumb that I didn't realize and I didn't care.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you shop at Walmart?
I try not to.
Okay, I was just about to say, if you said yes, I'd have been like, congratulations, you're dumb. You want to know why? I fucking hate Walmart.
Oh,
why
hate
Walmart?
It. I hate Walmart.
You know, Walmart could be a beautiful place if the people weren't so goddamn fucking weird. Like, I walked in there one time this last week to buy a plug. It was yesterday. And I walked in, I'm like, God, why Walmart? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, just,
ugh.
It's disgusting. You, immediately when you walk in the doors, you want to leave.
You feel dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you get that one look from a person where it's like, you know, I might not be the prettiest thing on this earth, and I damn well ain't the best, but please do not look at me. Like that, it's like driving a car off the lot. You depreciate. You know what I'm saying? You like, you put your eyes on me, which makes me worthless now. And you know what I'm saying? Like, ugh.
That's horrible.
It might be horrible, but like, even that Subway has wilting salad. Like, ugh. It's just, you know, like even Subway can't keep it fresh in a Walmart. Yeah. I don't know. It just bothers me, you know? Yeah.
Funny.
I don't know, man. Ugh, it's just, I really don't like it. I'm a big Meijer Aldi guy. I'm not a Walmart guy.
Yeah,
Meijer.
Yeah, Kroger. Yeah. I'm Kroger Aldi.
Yeah, and it pisses me off because like Walmart does have more hardware than Meijer. Like if you need like a weird ass like plug or something like I had to get
Walmart's
yesterday.
Walmart's got guns.
Yeah, but they don't have handguns.
Well,
more handgun ammo.
So?
Yeah, it's worthless. But
more anyway. Than Meijer has.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what, you know, I went into Meijer the other day and they replaced their like ammo section, right? You know what they put there?
Pellet guns.
Bird feeders.
Oh really? What are you gonna kill
place
them
place your gun with bird feeders?
Yeah. I mean that's the bait, but why are you gonna kill them? No,
bird,
I don't know.
Sure. Bird shot.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Yep.
There you go. That's true though. Dude.
Just buy an old school musket and full of the bird food.
Yeah.
A blunderbuss.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
Pure
they got decent
justice.
Like they got decent fishing rods and stuff.
Who's that?
Meijer.
Why?
Not bad.
What do you say? Is this a joke?
No.
Are you being dead ass? Man?
But just you know, fishing rods. Kind of like your wife.
There he goes.
Uh-oh.
You know,
how so?
They're flexible. You like to spend time with them. They're, you know, take away a lot of stress. And they're fucking awesome when they're bent over the side of the boat.
That was a killer. That was a good one. I like that. It's just like that old man once said, you know, there's two things I'd wake up early for. They both start with F. You need me to fill in the blanks for you, Eddie?
No.
Talking about, okay. Fishing and fucking.
Fire and fishing.
Yeah. You didn't get it, did
I
you?
Said food. I was thinking food and fucking.
Fire and fishing.
Yeah.
No.
What?
If the house is on fire. Fire and fishing.
Because if the house is on fire, what?
You're going to wake up and get the fuck out.
Well, you're going to go fishing, aren't you?
Yeah. Huh? There's your two Fs.
There you go.
It was, I got to tell you, we missed you last week, but it was kind of nice because all of us unilaterally agreed how much we hate camping and went off completely on... on
really?
Camping and everything. Yeah, did you not listen to yesterday's episode?
You would have had a heart attack.
Yeah. 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 We were berating camping and it was fun.
That's actually wild thing to say because that's a stupid opinion.
Camping's great.
Wow.
I like camping.
What's the one reason
you spend all that money to live like a homeless person?
No, that's not even true. You just don't know how to camp. You guys paid... For one fucking night where you went camping... Was what half? Yeah. I pay half of that to go camping for an entire week.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about how to camp. Money. It's about the luxury.
That's right.
No, it really isn't, dude. Like camping is about being out there.
I don't want to be out there.
You're just grounded with the earth. Mother Nature hates you.
Oh yeah,
closer to God.
If I want to look
exactly.
If I want to look at trees and get bitten by bugs, I just go out in the back 40.
I'm going the back 40.
Closer to God in the back 40. Yeah, absolutely.
If you see me out there doing this, it means don't shoot. I'm with God.
Don't shoot. I'm with God. Shoot. I'm going to live with God.
It's unbelievable. I don't. I mean,
what?
Don't.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like how you guys don't fucking like camping.
Why? Oh, you wrote.
But
yeah.
Yeah. Fuck what do you think? I didn't. I didn't want to just openly talk about. Like, I really don't like Walmart.
Yeah.
I really don't.
No. However. They have very good prices on clothes.
That's
and
fair.
And the quality has gotten
that's
a lot
fair.
Better.
Yeah.
So
I'll go there to get some dress pants and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? But if you ever see me in a well, you're never going to see me there, but if I ever see someone I know shopping for produce at Walmart, dead to me. Well, they're basically going to be dead later that day.
They do got the cheap, good baguettes.
If you don't want to worry about it, then just don't fucking go to Walmart.
I try not to.
So don't.
Every time I pull in that parking lot, I almost throw up. It's a shame that Home Depot's next to them because I got to fucking look at it driving there.
You shop at Home Depot?
Yeah, I do. Of course. Home Depot, Menards.
Yeah, I shop.
I don't go to Lowe's.
I get that 10% military at Home Depot. And I
You don't like. You don't.
I get 11% at Menards.
Rebate.
You can save big money at Menards.
He goes, rebate, you motherfucker.
That's right. Same thing.
We got better than military.
Yeah, we got thousands of dollars in rebates.
Yeah.
They do. They really have.
Been in it's tens ridiculous. Of thousands of dollars.
You know they grocery shop at or Menards?
Yeah,
yeah, it's not bad.
No, they do.
One
they do.
Stop for
I'm sad that they don't have the peanut butter pretzels anymore.
Yeah, they used to.
They
yeah.
do, but they're in small little containers yeah. now.
Well, they're pointless dumb. To buy. You only get like four of them.
Yeah.
You know?
It's dumb.
It is stupid. Peanut butter pretzels are banging.
Yeah.
Like, how do you make a pretzel that fat?
You
know?
Look like a peanut butter pretzel.
I am a peanut butter pretzel. I'm fucking delicious. I look good. I taste good.
Hey, hey. This is what Donna found the other day.
Peanut butter pretzels?
No, it's chocolate peanut butter Jif.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, she was telling me about that, yeah.
Nutella? Huh?
No, not
no,
Nutella.
It's
like
not
an
Nutella.
Actual chocolate
this is actually
peanut butter Jif.
Chocolate
hot,
and peanut
wait,
butter. It's
wait,
like
hold
a,
on.
It's like a Reese's, man.
Hot, so they're just throwing chocolate in peanut butter. You can't make like a chocolate peanut butter. There's a peanut butter.
Yeah.
So it's like they threw chocolate. They made peanut
had,
butter and then they blended
peanut
chocolate.
Butter. You ever had, it's like Nutella. You ever have.
But it's not Nutella.
Yeah,
it's
see,
Nutella.
I tried to say that.
Listen, listen, listen. In MREs. If you're lucky, you'll get the chocolate peanut butter spread in an MRE.
Oh,
oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I got one
Eat
of the guys.
Toast an English muffin and put that shit on there.
Oh, I bet that's awesome.
Sorry, Eddie. Diabetes.
Yeah.
Well, no. So do I. I enjoy it. Went to the doctor today, and I'm good.
Oh, good.
Yay,
yay,
attaboy.
Yay. So. You're talking about MREs. Spencer at work is going to bring me in the spinach fettuccine MRE.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. Got mushrooms in it.
He said that is the worst one there is.
I mean,
that
you gotta heat it up, right?
He goes, ooh, that's pretty good. Yeah.
I know.
It's not bad.
He was like, we would throw away entire buckets of those.
I mean, yeah, a lot of them. I mean, if that's the least one you want, absolutely. The best one? Oh, there's lots of good ones, man. I like
He said the Chili Mac.
Chili Mac's good one. I like I like, sorry, I lost my train of thought. But Chili Mac, the Chicken noodles and vegetables, that's a good one. Mm. The hash browns, they don't make it anymore, but it was good. That was good. There's some good ones.
Yeah.
Asian noodles, Asian beef strips, that's a good one.
Nice.
Mm. Yep.
Well, talking about food, I'm a little thirsty. I think it's about time for Beer of the Week.
Beer of the Week. Huh? Week beer.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
beer, yeah. Beer of the Week.
Well, while you're pouring that beer, it was a nun teaching a class, and she's looking around and has a question and says, when you go to heaven, what part of your body goes first? And little Amy's down there, raises her hand, and she calls on Amy, and Amy says, well, I believe it's your hands. She goes, well, that's kind of a different answer. Why do you believe that? She goes, well, when you pray, you have your hands together, and that's the first thing God sees, so he pulls you by the hand. She goes, well. That's a good explanation. Anybody else? And, of course, little Johnny's in the back raising his hand. So she calls on him.
Johnny. Always little Johnny.
It really is, dude.
And little Johnny says, I think it's your feet. She goes, why would it be your feet? Why would you come up with that? And he goes, well, last night I walked into my parents' room, and my mom's feet were in the air, and she goes, oh, God, I'm coming. And if my dad wasn't pinning her down, we would have lost her.
Attaboy, little Johnny. Oh, my.
Awesome.
That is a good one.
Holy
we
crap.
I like how he did the voice. We would have lost her. Holy shit.
That's awesome.
That is a good one. You know what we need to start doing with these podcasts? Have like a really good illustrator, like make videos to Roger's jokes.
Animator.
Yeah. Because yeah.
he does the voices every time.
The stick figures and stuff.
That was pushed. That was so pushed. That was so forced.
Yeah.
That was so
forced.
Oh,
I got another one ready.
Go wipe your ass.
No ass wipe here.
I love that band.
No ass wipe here. No ass wipe here, yup.
All right.
That's the guy who's like, who's ready for a breakdown?
Speaking of bands, what was Jesus' favorite band? Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Roger.
All right, beer of the week. Beer of the week is Hipster Juice Bag from Burnham Brewing in Michigan City, Indiana.
I hate that fucking city. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I love it.
Going down to Wisconsin, Michigan, you know.
What did it say? Where did you find that?
Fucking probably Michigan City, Indiana.
Dry it. No. You said a whole thing. I don't know where it went from.
Who's that?
You said Hipster Juice Bag something.
Oh, yeah. It's because it's a triple dry hopped fucking East Coast style Indian Pale Ale.
Oh, okay. I thought there was more to that. Ask
Nicole and Matt. They know exactly what the fuck that means.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said douchebag, but...
Juice.
Yeah, juice bag. It is a 6.5% ABV, 38 IBU.
Oh,
cheers.
Oh, it's dry. I like it. I'll give it a taste.
That's not bad.
I'll give it a tongue.
That's lighter.
It's light.
You just fucking dip it in there.
Tastes kind of like Tang.
Mm. Yeah. Tang. Where do you get the Tang from?
Tang.
You remember Tang?
Where did you try and use man in it?
Tang.
What? No, the monkey? Am I saying that right?
You can do it.
The 80s, what? Going to the space, Tang.
Tang.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it tastes
like.
Oh,
like an orange drink. Yeah.
Oh.
Tang.
Yeah, Tang. Oh, yeah, gotcha. Tang. My mom had Tang in the house.
Oh, okay.
That's nasty stuff.
Stop fucking doing that.
It was good.
You shut your mouth, please.
I'm going to give it a 3.
You talking to him?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 3.
You talking to me?
You talking to me? Yeah.
3 out of 5.
Dude, I fucking talked to a dude today that was like birthed in a fucking fedora. He couldn't talk. He was like, fucking. So I tell you what. And I was like, holy shit. That's why I told my coworker. I was like, I think he fucking was birthed in a fedora. Like, and Michelle was like, I loved you in the movie Casino. Robert De Niro, you, Joe Pesci. Yeah. And he was like, oh, stop it. He was from Motas. He fucking lives in Hazel Park, Michigan. He's talking. He's talking like this. And I was like, holy shit. Every like fucking tough syllable he'd say 3 times. And on the 3rd time, he'd finally break through. And I was like, oh, my God. Like a gentleman, an Irishman, a scholar, all of them. He's like, are we grabbing? Are we grabbing these boxes right here? I was like, oh, my God. I was like, Detroit must love you. Can I get a beer? You know, like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, Hipster Juice Bag.
Maybe you just stuttered.
A stuttering Irish man. I'm gonna fucking kill you, you know? Finally pulls out the little pew-pew, huh? Even his gun jams.
Pull the trigger 3 times to shoot.
Boom. Holy shit. Sorry about it.
Yeah, Hipster Juice Bag. I give it a 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do you say? What do you think?
Low.
I like 3.5. I like it.
3.5?
You don't like it? You don't want it? No? All right. Eddie, you want a little bit of it?
No, you can have it.
All right, all of it. Yeah. I like it.
No. Thank you to Ideal, Ideal Party Store, for giving us the fancy beers of the week.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
You can find them on Salzburg or Johnson.
One of them.
Absolutely.
Your Johnson?
Yeah. Yeah. Johnson, the Johnson I live by.
Pause for laughs here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that is a smaller store, so yeah.
Right, exactly.
It would have to be. Yeah.
Johnson, half past the ball on the left.
Yeah.
No, that's funny.
Makes me think of Austin Powers. And then, Johnson, we need the... Oh, yeah. My God, it looks like a big dick. What is that up there? <Yeah. What>
Oh, that's funny. Fucking, we've been doing this new thing after Beer of the Week. It's really fun, but it's called Beer Trivia. And usually Eddie runs it, so I don't really know the answer, but I think I might know this one. If I do, I won't answer. If I don't, I probably still won't answer because I'm retarded.
Well, that's not fair if you already know what it is.
Well, I said
he doesn't. He's just, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if I know it, I won't answer. If I do know it, I probably won't answer either.
All right. If you're Beer Trivia.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Basement Bar Beers and Battle bring to you Beer Trivia.
Hey.
If you're at a location in France, Germany, or several other European countries, which fast food place lets you order a beer with your burger?
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah.
That was such a guess.
Is that like a McBeer?
McBeer.
I get a McDraft.
Can I get a McDraft?
Get a McDraft.
Can I get a McMcUltra?
Yeah.
A McMichelob.
Yeah. Yeah. Germany, and several European countries, McDonald's serves beer.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they need to fucking do that here.
No
tell
shit.
You what.
Could you imagine a fucking Big Mac and a beer?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to make it a little bit harder because it said, you know, served with your quarter pounder. And I was like, well, it's a dead fucking giveaway.
Your Royale with cheese.
Yeah.
Royale with cheese.
You know what they call it?
Yeah. Sorry.
No.
We've all want to do it, but we don't.
Well, because when I try to do John Travolta, I just sound like Christopher Walken.
Yeah, dude, oh, that's what I said.
All I can think of from that movie.
Sounds like he's like a royale with cheese.
No, do Kermit. It's hilarious.
Man, Kermit the Frog here.
See, isn't that fucking Kermit, but Christopher Walken?
Didn't you know, like, Kermit, if you bring it down here a little bit, no, it's Ray Romano. No, Deborah, the little man who appears, Kermit. They're very close to each other.
Yeah.
Rainbow.
Sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger to me.
Oh, yeah, get down. He's all right. Get to the chopper.
I think hiring him for neighbor. State Farm was such a neighbor. Joke. Yeah. It's neighbor, and he's like, neighbor. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is neighbor.
Get me out of this chopper.
Yeah.
Give me the chopper.
Every time I see those commercials, I was like, that's just stupid. It's worthless. Pointless.
But every time I'm in the gym, when I get the pump, I'm coming. I feel like I'm coming. I'm coming in the morning, then coming all night. You remember that from?
I don't know.
No, from
I
Pump don't. And Iron.
Yeah, never, that never popped up on Pornhub for me.
Yeah, no, it's not.
If you're looking up Arnold Schwarzenegger on Pornhub, you got something wrong with you.
You gotta get the pump on with a pumper.
Yeah, it's not bad.
The weather has not been fun recently, hasn't it? You know, it's just been hot and fucking moist and gross. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sounds like a girl I knew.
Sounds like me on a Friday night.
Don't fucking hit me. Why'd you hit me with that look? Like, you looked at me for approval on that one. He was like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I didn't know if you'd get it.
Nah, man.
No, really? You think that went over my head?
Yeah.
Hot and moist.
How was a girl hot and moist?
And gross.
Yeah, it's Ray Romano. Very good Ray Romano.
I wasn't high enough. Hayden, give me that pen. I'm just kidding.
If it looks like a pizza, don't eat the crust.
Oh, my God.
You still talking about her? Fucking no, but
I should call her.
Yeah. Why, you want pizza?
No, I just like the grease.
That wasn't funny.
Yes, it was.
That was the only.
You know, it's going to be a fun time when her perfume smells like Royales with cheese.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Is that the perfume or is that the BO? Doesn't matter. Lose baseball time.
Ode to Quarter Pound.
Yeah, true. You know, I knew a guy who had a diving board in his fucking bedroom.
That's what you call an Ethiopian with a sesame seed on his head. Quarter pounder.
Oh, at first I didn't get it, but now I know.
At first I was afraid, but now.
Now I'm petrified. Yeah. Every time I look at you. Oh. Thank you. Anyway, the weather hasn't been fun, has it?
It's hot.
Yeah.
No.
It really has. It has been hot. Like, you feel good enough to wear a t-shirt, and then you wear the t-shirt, and then it sticks to you. And you're like, wow, now I just look like the Michelin man. You know?
It's hot.
Fucking hate it.
Yeah, I'd give you 3 stars.
Yep, new tires here, you know. But it's ridiculous, dude.
Like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man out there.
We went to fucking Y. For what? And, but yeah.
You went
just,
to the Y?
Huh? No. You think I'm going to the Y? What am I doing there?
Speaking of hot and sweaty.
Dancing?
Eating the sandwiches?
Doing the YMCA?
What is that? What is that? What is that?
Air out my nuts, man.
Nut air
How you doing?
I'm airing my nuts out.
Fucking Lewinsky down there?
Yeah.
What the hell?
He's fucking that power core.
Yeah.
I'm putting the fire out. Put the fire out.
Feeling the spark.
Use more lube.
Feel the burn.
Hayden goes, why did I come here? Big God guy.
Yeah, special guest.
Yeah.
Fuck, I think you've said 5 words and 17 burps.
He's special.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's 12
words. He's special.
I am. I have my moments.
There
just
it is.
A little.
Well, he really took your advice. He was like, yeah, just I'm a man. I need to shut the fuck up. He's like 3 words max.
Let people talk. You learn a lot when you just let people talk.
I guess so.
So are we going to kick ass tomorrow?
Absolutely not.
Probably, yeah, I was just about to say.
Whether the weather's good or whether
it was raining.
Bad.
You should hear.
Oh, is it?
I believe so. Pull up the weather.
Sometimes they text me and they text me their scores. Like, hey, I shot this today. And I was like, fucking Jesus Christ. They're coming in with 18 whole scores.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Let me play 9. It's like Tiffany that one time. None of us shot over 100.
Yeah.
The highest was a 99.
You're right.
Play the 7-4 rule.
It's not raining at all until 3 o'clock. Oh, but then it's supposed to stop. So I think we'll be fine.
It's not raining at all till 3, and then it's going to stop.
Where are you guys playing?
Yeah, 3 and 4, it'll rain.
Bay City Country Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We got married.
Yeah, shout out to Justine.
No. Oh, no, right down the road there.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to...
By
SFSU. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Justine of the Bay City Country Club.
Justine!
Yeah, she's been treating us very well out there. Absolutely. She let us into the VIP lounge last time. That was a lot of fun.
VIP lounge?
Yeah. Yep. They just reopened their, like, fancy bar.
I don't think she let us in. I think we were, like, just allowed to walk in. You know, because it was, like, open.
He's airing you out.
You look like you know what you're doing. And
hey, big shout out also to 6-7. I forgot his name, but he cleans the carts and stuff afterwards. He's a SVSU football player, and he is. I was informed by another buddy who plays at the same course that he is not 21 yet.
Oh shit!
He is 6'7" and is not even 21 years old.
Dang,
he's going places.
Yeah,
that's a big boy.
Yeah, he's a real nice guy too. Real nice guy.
Yeah, he's very nice. Very nice.
Like skinny, fat, big.
Huh? No, skinny,
no, like 6'7", like
big football player,
plays tackle.
Oh. Yeah,
can't believe it.
He was skinny, and then he moved to Alaska.
Then he came back a husky fucker.
Came back a big husky fucker.
There it is. Yeah, attaboy.
Husky's a dog.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. See, I don't know dogs, but I know my fucking dogs. You know what I'm saying? Come here. No, not you though. Oh, you're fine. Man. You're all right. No, I'm just kidding. Look at them all hurt.
What?
God damn it! I did it again. Oops! I did it again.
I played with your heart.
Yep.
No. Yeah, maybe, actually. Is that Brittany? Yeah.
Brittany. It's Brittany, bitch.
Yep. Before she cut off the hair, how you feel about it, Raj?
Yeah, she looked like you there for a little while.
Damn.
Oh,
dang.
Oh. Damn.
Damn.
Me too.
Wow.
Damn.
Goddamn.
Tiffany has her book. She bought it the day it came out. Read that shit in
like about
two
the
days.
Book about her like trauma childhood and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking about of Britney books, you ever Spears? Read this one? This
yeah.
is a good one.
Why would you want to read a book about Britney Spears?
Because it's Tiffany.
Well, I guess it was her era.
Well, Britney?
Yeah. Because that was the night she's like, oh, I got the book. I can't wait to read it. And then she's like, can we watch Crossroads? The fucking Britney Spears movie? which actually is not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad.
You cried.
It's got a lot of pretty ladies in it, so I was happy.
You cried, didn't you? You cried.
Probably.
Yeah, Britney Spears movie.
Every time he says a movie's not bad, I'm like, it made you cry, didn't it?
I'm excited to cry. I cannot wait to see the new Inside Out.
Oh, that's so good. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, did you see it?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, I went to the Midland Theater. We actually had VIP seats. Those things are awesome.
Yeah.
They're fully reclinable, and then they have the heat in them and everything. We paid $13 a ticket. That's it. And we were front and center.
That's fuck. Nice. Movies are up to $13 a ticket now?
No, dude. Some of them were $40.
What?
$13 is like super fucking cheap.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Movies are dumb right
Do
now.
Do you get the dark hand job, too, for $40?
No, not a bit. No.
Holy you got something.
Well, unless you bring somebody. But, yeah, no, we had a great time. And
Aiden, you want to go to the movies?
Louis Black was probably the best casting part in that entire
movie. Oh, yeah.
Movie. Eddie,
as anger.
Being anger.
Yeah.
Oh, my Eddie, God. He's so funny.
Eddie, listen.
Oh, here it is.
If you were camping and you woke up and there's your ass was all lubed up and it was all gaped or anything, you know, you're like, oh, I got did last night. Someone done did it. Would you tell anybody?
Yeah.
Who would you tell?
I'd tell everybody there and then figure out who's not looking at me and be like, you son of a bitch.
Well, that ruined the joke, but you're supposed to say no.
Oh, no.
Then I was going to say, you want to go camping?
I was going to say, that's, you know, were you asking for a friend?
I thought you were going to be like, if you were camping and you woke up and some dude was sucking your dick, what would you do? I'd be like, what the fuck? You finish up and you get the fuck out of here.
Act like you're still sleeping.
You finish up and get the fuck out of here.
That reminds me of a story.
Oh, oh no, wait a minute.
Hey, you want to go camping?
If you were camping and came across a bear, what would you do?
Say, hey, bear.
Apologize and wipe it off.
You had to think about it.
Anyway, I got a story. Guy I had to play with. He is the straightest gay man I know. Well, the gayest straight man I know. Married.
Well, which one?
Has beautiful children.
Yeah, is he straight or is he gay?
Straight.
Okay.
when he was young, he used to help his mom at, she owned like a boutique. He used to help her like clean up at the end of the day. He used to stick a plunger on the ground and like, bounce on it. You know what I'm talking about? Yep. He used to do that. And then.
Like.
Yeah. He was like 13, 14.
Like a pogo stick or up the ass?
Yeah, up the ass.
yes.
And
yes.
And then later when he was in the Army, he was in Colorado and he went to a party and. Ended up hooking up with this girl and went to her house, and the younger brother wanted a piece of them. And he was just like, oh, nah, I'm here with your sister.
He's like, let him have it.
I'm here with your sister. I'm here with your sister, you know. Went to sleep. Woke up at like 4 in the morning, getting his Johnson sucked. And he was just like, yeah. He was like, all right, you know, put his hand down there. Short hair. And just let him go.
Oh, no.
He just let him go. He just let him get after it. Woke up the next morning, had breakfast with him and everything. Didn't look at him. Walked out the door. Yeah.
Yep, you finish up, you get the fuck out of there.
Eddie.
Yeah. It's an old Dane Cook skit.
Yeah, no, I know. Fuck
yep.
Were you texting for him?
No.
Oh.
Unreal.
Indecisive wives.
Oh, it's not only that. It's, you know, one says something, the other one has a different
plan. Listen, you want to talk about Jesus?
No.
Sure.
No? You don't want to talk about
Jesus?
No,
we can talk about the
Golden Book. You want to talk about Jesus? Let's talk about Jesus.
We'll talk about the big guy.
Yep. The big guy? All right.
That's the most wild transition.
Listen. There's never a bad time to talk.
Viewers,
about
turn in for tune in for last call. It'll be about 5 minutes.
Listen, Jesus Christ is awesome.
Yeah,
he's a superstar.
That Jesus Christ superstar. that is a movie indeed.
That's a play.
It's a musical.
Well, okay, it's a movie, musical, play. You know, it's all
strike on both ends. Get it together.
That's facts.
Who in the hell do you think?
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, that's. I mean, that's all. I want. Jesus is awesome.
Yeah. Hayden has been doing a bunch of research and doing really well here.
Doing a lot of learning. Dude.
Couldn't have happened for me, who begged him for 6 years. But
Smings, you know the path. You know the path I took.
I think I sparked it.
You think you sparked it? Sparked the path?
I think I put the coals hot, and it just took a while for that wood to burn.
I think Syria sparked the path.
Oh, it could have.
I think so.
But I put it in the brain that it was possible.
Well, I mean, I always knew about Jesus my whole life.
I ever talk shit about Jesus?
No, why would you ever talk bad about Jesus?
Not a bit.
You're a follower of Jesus. Why would you ever talk bad about him?
Well, a lot of people do to me.
I talked bad about him.
You did?
Many times.
To me.
Do you? Many
to
times,
me.
Yeah. Yep.
And what'd I do? Stand tall.
Yeah, shame on you for not yelling at me.
What was I going to do? Smack you?
Say, hey, that's blasphemy.
You ever watch Sam Kinison, the comedian?
Oh,
you
crazy.
Should.
You really should.
He for most of his life was a Baptist preacher, and then he left the clergy to become a stand-up comedian. And
vulgar.
That's a career. Comedian.
Yeah,
that's a career.
He is one of the greatest comedians to ever live. He died real young. From a car accident.
Fucking, it was awesome.
90s.
Put his fucking car underneath a semi.
Yeah,
that is
crazy.
An awesome standards, I guess.
I think it's 75, 73, something like that. His HBO special. You got to watch. Have to watch.
Move to where the food is.
That was a really fucking good impression.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Ow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's dude, so he's good. Wild. You got to, I especially like now that you know more biblical principles, because he talks about it a lot and it's
but
funny.
He uses them a lot.
Uses them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He it's goes kind of the other way because he's defected, but it's funny as fuck.
Yeah, he is. But anyway, what do you got about the big man?
What do you want to know about the big man?
I don't know. What have you been learning recently?
I've been learning. So I read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John twice.
Gospels, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
The good news.
It's the truth, you know? And it's the more you read it, the more you understand it. It's very eye-opening, and you just can't get enough of it. You know, you're just hungry for it, and, you know, you keep reading, you know, and move on. And I've read the Bible when I was in basic training, cover to cover, didn't understand anything of it, you know. I read the King James Version, which is very hard to understand. And then after that, you know, it just kind of fell off. But now, you know, I have the Bible that I can understand and everything, and it's a lot easier, and the more you read, the more you understand, and it's just, without even trying, you apply these principles to your life. You know, it's like, I don't even think about it, I just think about God, and I think about Jesus, and like, those principles just automatically start applying themselves to my everyday life, without me, like, consciously saying, oh, I need to be nicer to this person, or I need to stop saying the Lord's name in vain, or, you know, I need to stop doing this, and this, it just kind of, you know, the more I just think about Jesus, the more it just naturally starts happening.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a crazy thing.
But no, it's good. The one thing that Andy Stanley said, a preacher out of Georgia, was that, you know, if you've ever gone through life and you feel like you're missing something, you're filling it with alcohol or drugs or sex or whatever, and it's just this appetite that you can't fill, he's like, that's the Lord calling out to you. Like, it was wild because I was always against it, and you know, had studied a bunch of different religions and was not, you know, just wanted to learn kind of everything and see where it was. And it was my buddy Marcus Morgan, there. And
good dude. Good fucking dude.
Really good night. He really put a lot of things in perspective for me and added that practicality into it that, like, hey, like, add this into your daily life. And it literally, it started with make your bed in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds weird. No, but he's like, the first thing you do, make your bed in the morning. He's like, and it's going to start doing, you start to do these little habits.
Yeah, I was
and
in the military. Like, everybody quotes the make your bed in the morning speech.
Yeah, and that was, that's what kind of kicked it off. And then he added, he's like, well, read for like 10 minutes a day, whether it's in the morning, at night, whatever it is, and go off on it. And it changed, and it started to fill that weird void. Now, I still drink like a fish, but now it's not because something's missing. It's because
you enjoy
I
it.
Want to.
Yeah, it's like, fun. Yeah. And yeah, and it's funny because we talked about this the other day when we were golfing about the in the Gospel of John, it talks about the Samaritan woman at the well.
Yeah.
Where Jesus asks her for a cup of water and, you know, they converse and everything. And he says, you don't need water. I will give you living water.
Yeah.
And essentially what that means is like you really don't need much else besides Jesus. Because he gives you the hope, the spiritual salvation, the nourishment that you really need. And that's exactly, I feel like, what Marcus was talking about, saying that, like, hey, like, to drink the living water and enjoy his presence and confide in him. And you know, it fills that hole, and it really does, you know. And, like, you know, I'm talking like I've been a Christian my whole life. I've only been a Christian, a true born-again Christian for, like, a month now, a month and a half, you know. But all these things came so clearly. You know, and I'm like, it has to be true. It has to be real, you know, and like I've had these experiences and stuff. So it's like, you're absolutely right. It fills that hole completely, you know.
Yeah, and I'm good. I'm glad that you're doing much better and you're having a more fulfilling and level-headed life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good
absolutely.
For you, bud. We're proud of you.
Absolutely. Smigs, what are your thoughts?
It's about fucking time, like I said. I've been trying for a long time. Ripper. Long time on your dumbass. But I'm happy. I am happy for you.
Yeah, you ought to be.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm not waiting. Oh, hold on. Let's just say this. I'm waiting for it to be like a part of your life for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? To where you can like, I guess what's the word for it? Kind of like live with it. You live through him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a lot of times I live through him.
So you know what I mean? You're tired of me talking about him.
No, not a bit. Not a bit. I love it, actually. I love it. Like we went down to Topgolf the other day and like we were in the back and ladies were up front and we're talking. And he's like, let me tell you what I read today. And I was
absolutely.
Like, son of a bitch, let's get after it. And we were reading the gospel. We're talking about Matthew, you know, all that. And he was going through it like what he was currently reading for the second time, I believe, at that time.
Matthew.
It was the second time, yeah. And so he's going through it. And I heard just a split second, Robin was like, what are they doing back there? And Chris was like, oh, they're talking about the Bible or whatever. And then they just continued on to do what they want. And I was like, what the fuck? What? Like, you know. And then after Hayden put it down, he's like, want an edible? I was like, fuck, I want an edible. Like, let's get after it, you know? Like, it's got to be a part of your life where you could just kind of bring it up and just be cool with it.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm just waiting. Get the fucking chain. Get a chain.
I oughta.
But no, not yet. You ain't official.
Listen. I'll
like,
listen.
You got to get official.
All I
want
to do.
Get baptized. We'll get you official.
I want people to have the same relationship, the same connection, the same personal relationship I have with Jesus. You know, I want people to be able to feel the things that I am able to feel, and like spreading the word of the gospel. That's like one way I can do it. That's why I'm telling you. You know,
no, that's cool.
Do I think I'm closer to God than anybody else? No, absolutely not.
No,
but
you tell me acting like I don't know.
I see how happy I am. Like actually, like genuinely happy, and I see other people, and it makes me. I'm like, man, they could be really happy.
Like in like white people were like, y'all need Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. And then So in Luke 8:31 it says, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And I sent that to you the other day.
You did?
And John used it as a joke for the CIA. he says that's the CIA's mantra or whatever.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It is funny. It is wrong.
He's
not wrong. It is funny. But the way I see it is, if you just, like I was describing earlier, the things you just subconsciously start following and, you know, you just start thinking about Jesus, thinking about God, and you live in your life with Jesus, and as you know, as if you're never alone, and then you just start to, I feel like, learn the truth, you know, and like.
But that's what I'm saying, though, is like, let me stop you right there. That's what I'm saying is like, during that, you might have seen it as like, oh, John's using his joke, God damn it. But
no,
also,
absolutely
like,
not.
Oh, but no, hold on. But also like,
John has lived through God for a very long time.
Absolutely.
So have I. So like that shit's going to start to make you laugh and then realize there's that separation.
No, it makes
where
me
it's,
laugh.
Well, I know it doesn't. What I'm saying is there's going to be that separation in time, though, when you really get into this shit and you're like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, I fully believe, blah, blah, blah. There's going to be a separation in time where it's going to be funny. And then also, I believe every fucking word. You know what I'm saying? Because no, that's definitely what I did with that. Like, I saw John's text and I was like, that's fucking hilarious.
That's funny.
But also, I'm going to live by that.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
it's just crazy.
My favorite thing, and I think a lot of people miss, is that
you also got to find the right church.
Well,
but go ahead.
You know, a lot of people miss it is, you know, Moses came down and there were 10 commandments.
Right.
And then
there are 15, but he dropped it down.
Yeah, I'll stop it. That's a good movie, though. Yeah. That's a good movie. Yeah.
You know, there's 10 commandments, and then the Jewish people started building guardrails, and they started making...
You gotta let him watch that.
I show you the 10 commandments.
Yeah, Monty Python.
Yeah, Monty Python, yeah.
But, you know, there were 10 commandments, and then the Jewish people started making guardrails and added more laws on
the laws of Moses.
The entire book of Leviticus is laws.
Yeah, it is.
It puts out 613 laws are... to help you not do the 10 commandments. But then it made all these other, like, you can't eat shrimp. And, like,
Listen,
you know, and yeah. all
there's,
against.
There's, I don't mean to cut you off, but just real quick. There's one commandment that just, that if you follow the one commandment, you.
Well, and that's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
So this is what a lot of people miss, is that when Jesus came, he's like, this is the new covenant in my body and my blood.
Yep.
He's like, take all these, everything you've learned, and funnel it through this, is love God above all else and love your neighbor as I have loved you.
Mm-hmm.
Through all these commandments do these laws go. And that's what everybody misses, is that fucking love each other. Like, just, you know, we make fun, we make jokes here and there, you know, and that's fun. But we don't hate anybody.
So,
we're not out to get
absolutely.
Anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, and that's the thing. And that's a lot of people miss that, is like, just fucking love everybody. And that's through all these commandments. Everything else, all the weird ass rules, forget that. Fucking love God and love your neighbor as I have loved you.
Yeah,
and,
that is, yeah,
and another,
exactly.
another
and that one strikes deep. That gives me goosebumps. I love that.
Another proof for that is with the old laws and how Jesus basically doesn't like denounce the laws, but essentially does. But says like, hey, these don't matter really anymore. Yeah, listen to them. Sure, there's some good stuff in there, but like, hey, listen to me. Is when he talks, the Pharisees ask him, and I forget exactly what chapter it is, but the Pharisees start questioning him about the laws of Moses, which all the Jews at the time followed, and he said that God, his Father, has only allowed these laws because our hearts were hard, and it's because of the people that those laws were made, and he was there to tell us, hey, that's not the case anymore. I'm here, you know, I am salvation. And so, like, yeah, I'm not saying everything in the Old Testament is like null and void.
Yeah.
You know, because it's all still the truth. Everything,
yeah.
All that is still happening. All that is still real. But basically what Jesus is doing in the New Testament is saying like, hey, I'm making it a lot easier for you to spend time with God and to just do it through me, you know?
Yeah. And that's it. That's it. It's real simple. People overcomplicate it.
They really
dumb.
Do. Yeah.
But
they really do.
Man, this has been really cool.
Yeah.
I appreciate this.
This is cool.
And now... for something completely different. I think it's about time for last call.
Da-ding.
Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up. And order again.
This is the last call for alcohol
this evening.
Yeah, we're gonna get fucking.
I know. I'm still waiting for the copyright strike.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. She's gonna come up from her grave and be like, "You can't do that."
No, it'll probably be Sony or whoever owns it being like, "You little shits, listen here."
As soon as we get big, and then we'll just take them all down.
Yeah,
do it again. Well, like, you got to pay to sue us.
Yeah. You kind of said your last call. Did you have a different one? Or?
I mean, nah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Hey, I was just going to talk about how we're going to OAR, and the last time I was at a concert, I got super hammered. So
yeah, when is that?
Make it happen again. August.
What? Yeah, August what?
Mm.
You have to look it up?
No, you'll figure it out.
Okay. Hayden, what you got, bud?
Moonshine.
A couple years ago, we awesome army buddies and I went to my mom's house, and we were all staying the night, and we were all drinking you know, mods in my mom's backyard.
Mods. Of course, best bar in Essexville.
We were just getting ripped, and my buddy Cooper found this bottle that another buddy had left in the past that was just straight moonshine.
Chance.
And I told him, I said, I was like, hey, take some shots of it. And he's like, all right. And he took one. And then I said, no, that's not enough. He took another. And then I said, no, that's not enough. He took a third. And anyway, so he got hammered. And then Gonzo, another buddy of mine, started taking shots of moonshine as well. Anyway, fast forward probably like 2 hours.
Now, was this like real moonshine or the shit you can buy at 7-Eleven?
No, it was like real distilled, like moonshine. My buddy distilled it himself and brought it over. Yeah.
Okay.
Made
with corn. You know?
And anyway, so about 2 hours later, 2 to 3 hours later, I put my buddies down to sleep in the living room. And I was like, I'm going to bed.
Oh, man, did they break a leg?
And I hear some commotion, and I wake up. I come downstairs, and Cooper's standing up yelling at Gonzo. And Gonzo's fast asleep. I'm like, Cooper, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, Gonzo pissed himself. Gonzo pissed. Look at it. Look at it. Gonzo sitting on my living room floor in a puddle of his own piss.
Oh, no.
So we wake him up, and I'm like, oh, come on. You're sleeping in the bathtub. Let's go. So we get up. And we get him up, and we start walking, and Cooper's still hammered. And we get into the bathroom, and Cooper falls forward in my bathroom, catches himself on the wall, pushes, and goes backwards through the curtain in the shower, turns the shower on as he's going in it, and he looks at me, he goes, Cobbler, Cobbler. I'm like, that's where you're staying, buddy.
Just let him drown.
Yeah, so I turned the water off, and I said, I'm going to bed, and I went into my mom's bedroom, and I was like, hey. They're in the bathroom, and she's like, okay, and then I went to bed. That was my story.
All right.
Yeah, you don't know what happened to them? They left?
Well, I mean, we woke up the next morning and went back to drill, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They were in the bathroom. They fell asleep in the bathroom. They woke up in the bathroom, yeah.
I got to talk about a canoe trip that a bunch of us were on
years
ago. And
that always starts with a bunch of them.
Well, it was 11 of us.
He always had an entourage.
Yeah, he did. Well, he did.
It was 11
security
of us.
Security guards.
Was, you know, five couples.
An
and
entourage.
Then, you know, five couples and then Dan.
An entourage.
Yeah.
I love it.
Five of us couples and then Dan. Dan's wife never wanted to do anything.
Ah.
So he just got a tube and fucking floated while we canoed and shit. But we'd go through a shit ton of fucking alcohol.
Beer.
Anyway, yeah. Well, it was like, you know, about every 30 feet, man. We'd go off on the side and sit there and drink, you know, do socials and shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're on the side. I mean, this is about three quarters of the way through our 8-hour, 2-hour, you know,
yeah,
canoe trip.
The truck's in there waiting to go, where the fuck are they?
Oh, no, we parked the motorhome. Mm-hmm. And then they took us to the beginning.
Oh, okay.
They dropped
smart.
Us.
Yeah, that's smart.
They,
yeah,
that is they knew us.
They knew us.
They took us. Yeah, you park your motor home here, we'd take you. And then whenever you get
we're
back,
go home.
Put the canoes over here because we won't be here. Type, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. But we're over on the side, you know, on the bank. And these girls come by. It was probably about 7 or 8 of them. And they're in tubes coming by, and one of the guys is like, show us your tits, you know, and all shit. And we're all trash. They were trash. They're like, you show us first. And I'm not going to name who it was, but he fucking drops trowel. And he's running down the bank, fucking dick just a flopping. They're all fucking laughing. He goes, okay, it's your turn. And all of them just, show
nice.
Their tits. We're laughing at everything, and then I've never seen this before in my life, and really haven't since. I saw a guy fall 45 feet and then stand up like nothing happened.
Wait, what?
My cousin did a 45-foot horizontal fall. Funniest fucking thing I've ever seen, man.
Like kept going down and then catching himself?
Well, no, he like leaned to the side. And then he just kept going, but he stayed on his feet and just kept going and going and going and going. And then he finally fell.
It's like,
it was like 45 feet.
Give up the fucking
crazy.
Ghost. Yeah.
Yeah. And never spilled his beer.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
I mean, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Priorities.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so that, you know, but like I said, it was about, you know, it was.
It's a 45-foot fall.
Yeah, 45-foot like, fall and got up like nothing happened.
I feel like me and you have done that one or two times. Yeah, right. in the woods, when I broke your fucking cup holder.
You burned my tent
I did
that one time.
Yeah, a 45-foot fall. Yeah. Cigarette right in the tent. I was like, new tent, too. Yeah.
You know, I can't remember the name of the drill, but you knew when, like, the football players and they're going sideways and they get
one leg in front and then in the back. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Crab walk.
That's what it was. It was just that, but a stumbling one.
Yeah.
And we're all just like, holy fuck. You know,
is it going to do it? Yeah. Is it going to stop? Is it going to do it? Yeah.
People do that.
You fucking get to tumble the rest of the way?
Yeah. They start placing bets.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I got 20 that he hits the shit.
and he never hit a tree.
Fucking A.
Just like,
avoided the
fuck,
tree,
man?
But not the ground.
Are you coming back?
Eddie.
Taking the detour.
What's your story?
I'm still listening to his.
We'll catch you around the bend, dude.
Oh, that's good. We'll catch you around the bend. I'll two up the gun.
I'm too lost now. I can't catch up.
What do you mean?
You're too mustard to catch up?
Yes. Mustard seed.
Dude, mustard fucking potato salad.
Listen, you know? Listen. Mm-hmm. You know what's awesome about my mustard? Faith. It's a good quote. Anyway,
but canoe, yeah,
canoe.
That was a good story. I like that.
That was funny.
Well, mine is not canoe. Mine takes place in a basement.
Is it canoled?
Yeah, it takes place in a basement, much like
holy
this.
Shit, look at him laugh. I love it. Dad joke. Yeah.
Look at him. See, he's still going.
He ain't wiping that smile off for another hour. He was like, "That was good."
Can you use herpes in a sentence?
Smee has herpes.
My wife and I sat down, had a pizza. I had my piece, and she had her piece.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
But
nope. Yours isn't canoe. Yours is canoe old.
It's canoe old.
It's canoe old. Yeah. So it took place in a basement much like this.
Canoli.
At the Junction Valley Railroad, and it was one night after Spook Train.
They had a basement bar down there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. They had, yeah.
We had to go perform there.
Huh?
If it was still open.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Speaking of open.
There you go.
Thing's probably warm. It's been sitting there for
right? No, it's in the Yeti cup holder, baby.
And it was Craig, Enos, and I. And
sounds like you're missing a pee.
Yeah. And it was probably, I don't
Craig
know.
Anus.
It was after midnight. Anus. Yeah. It was after midnight, and most of everybody had left, and we're playing pool and drinking and having a good time. Well, then it hits like 3 o'clock in the morning. And we wanted to keep playing pool, but we were getting bored, so we started making up different games and stuff. And at one point, Enos is like, all right, I got one. And he takes his shoes and socks off, and he puts his foot up on the table, and he chalks his toes.
Chalks?
Chalks his toes.
Like pool?
Yeah, chalks? Like pool chalk.
Oh, yeah.
And then you put your pool stick in between your toes, and you got to shoot the ball that way. And we called it fucking Hobbit Pool.
Yeah. Nah. I like
we were
it.
Playing we were playing Hobbit Pool, drunk off our ass, 4 o'clock in the morning.
It was just his foot the whole time? Or
well,
was it everybody's
No,
foot?
Everybody chalked their own foot.
Okay.
Yeah, you play Hobbit Pool.
Everybody chalked his foot.
I didn't know if you went off.
All I had to shoot through his fucking foot.
I didn't know if you went off of Enos's fucking foot
penis,
the whole time.
Penis's anus?
Yeah. He's a good fucking guy, man.
Yeah, leave him alone, Raj. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Let me chalk my ass crack and then you
his real name was Aaron, but we all called him Enos.
Why?
I don't remember why.
Probably
we didn't want to call him Enos.
Maybe. I don't remember why. I honestly don't remember.
Enos.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Hobbit pool, man.
Hobbit pool. Shoot with your foot.
Yeah.
Foot with your shoe.
Oh, that's it. You didn't have one. You told yours.
Yeah, I already told about Saturday.
So what would happen if you were playing and the guy only had one leg?
Well, then he can't play.
And he sits on a chair and puts his foot up.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. See? Oh, yeah.
What do you call a nun on the wheelchair?
Holy roller?
Virgin Mobile.
Oh.
Virgin Mobile. That reminds me of a joke Smeeks told me the other day. But
you talking about the nun one? We'll save it for later.
Yeah, we'll save for later. We got to go.
Okay.
Oh, we got to go?
Yeah. Wife's waiting.
Oh, snap.
Again?
Always.
All right.
Waiting on a woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
no women are waiting on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah.
So it should be.
Thank you so much. Thank you to Ideal Party Store. Thank you to I Want That Kettle
Thank
Corn.
Thank you, Ideal, and I That Kettle Corn. Delicious.
Yeah, it was bomb.
Go see your small town builders over at Small Town Builders.
They be doing it.
Absolutely. And Hayden Cobley for all your drywall needs.
Don't call me.
Text him. It's easier.
Yeah. Much easier.
Yeah.
He doesn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to play golf with them, you ain't going to score good. But they're always here.
But at least you'll score.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and yeah, and thanks to Justine out of the Bay City Country Club, we should be doing a show there soon, hopefully.
Cool.
Yeah,
good.
That's going to be cool.
Good.
But you can find us on bbbbabble.com, 989.network. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Oh, cheers it.
Cheers.
Yeah, buddy.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 989.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on wide a range of conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide a range of conversations with Rick and Eric.